means all empty graves here at your service. Ha ha ha! The warden gave me this huge yo-yo to play with. He said you've got to do something constructive. And so that's what I'm doing. So hello to all you fiends, all you dungeon inmates who happen to be incarcerated in hospitals and in prisons and in your own little homes. We're all in dungeons of sorts, aren't we? That's what they say. But always the warden got a great home movie in store for us. Revenge of the Creature, or something like that. I'm going to call on him while I'm playing with the yo-yo to tell him, Warden! Oh, he's up there already. But he's going to run a commercial first. See if you can stand it.
Count Chocula
and Frankenberry
coming your way.
How about a
monster
for breakfast today? Frankenberry has strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
And Count Chocula has chocolatey marshmallows.
Part of this called nutritious breakfast.
Something free lurks in Monster Cereal. Will it make you handsome? Charming? Specially marked boxes of Monster Cereals? No. Inside one of these free wax lips, fangs, or mustaches, they just uncover the real you.
ghost crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roots and the palm trees of Venice. Blood in my love in the terrible summer. Bloody red sun of fantastic L.A.
Taco Bell, Taco Bell. Can you feel your taste buds tingle? Taco Bell, Taco Bell. Watch us make you a burrito or a tasty enchirito. Tostadas and tacos made up fresh at Taco Bell. Put a smile on your face. Taco, taco, Taco Bell. Everybody loves the taste. Taco, taco, Taco Bell. Cause we're the fast food place. Taco Bell.
Is gasoline rationing imminent? A report at 11.
Cover of the Misfits' Astro Zombies, which is my personal favorite horror punk song ever made, most likely. I mean, I think it's the best horror punk song around, but yeah, it's a pretty cool cover. I love Silent Horror. I think they're one of the cooler modern bands, and that's a pretty cool cover. Of course, nothing's like the original when it comes to the Misfits stuff, but that's pretty damn good. Heavy and good, and it's going to have to do until Lords of October gets a hold of it. Oops. No, I'm just kidding. No gauntlet's been thrown down. As I said, I adore Silent Horror. Before that, we had The Doors with Peace Frog. That one's always freaking cool. Gets me moving around. And then we started out today with Nimvent, Killing Saturday Night, which is one of those songs that I'm playing over and over and over right now, and thought you might enjoy hearing it. If you've probably heard it on the show before, but yeah, that's a little bit of a recurring theme. Here's something you haven't heard on the show before, and it's the Helicopters with a cover of All American Man by Kiss on the Blankest of Generations.
Tonight and go home happy. The face of good and the face of evil meet one last time in a fight to the finish. Halloween H2O, rated R restricted, guaranteed to be there at Blockbuster Video.
Michael Ray was ill, the day he just stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear, Claude Rains, the invisible man. Then something went wrong from three ring and Kong, they got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space, and this is how the message ran.
Science fiction, double feature, Dr. S will build a creature. See androids fighting, Brad and Janet, and
forbidden, forbidden planet. Whoa, 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 whoa. At the late night double feature picture show. Julia DeCaro, a lover of Vera, with the right to love to do the hair. And I've really got hot when I thought that it's got fire to dip it in the poison and kill. Jamie Edgerton the bruise, gave him the bruise, and I could not be dropping scale. But when work's alive, it's another device to give you some terrible thrill. Like a science fiction double feature, Dr. X will build a creature, the androids fighting Janet and Francis Starlin, forbidden planet, whoa, 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 whoa. And the late night double feature picture show, I wanna go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The late night double feature picture show, I am gay, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. The late night double feature picture show in the back row. Picture show.
Be bothered. So who are you? Why my hair? Who are you? Why my hair?
Void, who are you? Yeah, that's Void. Before that, we had Fats Domino. And that's one of the Beatles' collective favorite songs. It's true. Look it up. Google it. Uncle Salem wouldn't steer you wrong. And we started off with... Before that, we had Lords of October with their brilliant cover. Man, Lords of October, incredible. Science fiction double feature. Of course, that's my band, so... Yeah, you know, I'm a little bit biased, but it's pretty good. You know, let's give it that. It's pretty good. I think we can all agree on that, right? And right now, oh no, it's the Sucka MCs.
That sits on your doorstep. He eats little boys. Happy ducktails. Big fat snails. Beware. Take care. Beware.
Yeah. teeth, ow! Frightening smile. He thinks he has me in a trance, but I can break away from his terrible glance. Jekyll and Hyde and all again, they got their heads together again, terrorizing people from right to left. If they don't kill you,
and 21st from 10 to 6 p.m. And goblins who are planning to attend. Who dare to enter the Paso Civic Center? And a dollar for your kid is all you'll pay to enter. Come on.
I told you before, stay away from my door. Don't give me that brother, 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 brother. The freaks on the phone won't leave me alone. So don't give me that brother, 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 brother.
Generation Uncle Salem.
Satyricon, Your Brethren in the Dark. Love that song. We also had some John Lennon in there, which I thought would be kind of cool to play. That song's kind of creepy, right? Or I think it could work well in a horror movie. I don't know if it's creepy on its own, but I dig it. It's a cool song. And, we don't play a ton of John Lennon stuff on here, but you're going to hear it once in a while because it's probably my all-time favorite musician. Yes, I'll admit it. Punk guy's all-time favorite musician is John Lennon. There you go. Dagnabbit. What else was in there? Oh, the Emersons. And right now I want to play the new one from Snored. This is my buddy Paul. Hey, Paul. I know you're listening. This is pretty cool. This is right smack dab off their new album that just came out this month. And this is Vintage Treat. Check it out.
morning, Billy looked like any other boy. But as the moon rose, he turned into a werewolf. He used new Pa's Halloween makeup kits. His friends did too. Look, Mike's a vampire. Amy's a ghost. Pa's makeup is safer than masks. It never blocks vision, and it's hypoallergenic too. So watch your kids turn into the creatures they really are with new Pa's Halloween makeup kits.
Tell you they're friends, but they're liars, you see. Beware, oh, take care. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Trust them not, they're fooling you. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Beware, oh, take care. They smoke, they chew, they wear fine shoes. Beware, oh, take care. And in their pocket is a bottle of booze. Beware, oh, take care. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Trust them not, they're fooling you. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Beware, oh, take care. Around neck they wear a guard. Beware, oh take care. And in their pocket is a deck of cards. Beware, oh take care. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Trust them not, they're fooling you. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Beware, oh take care. They put their hands up to their hearts. They sigh, oh they sigh. They say they love no one but you. They lie, oh they lie. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Trust them not, they're fooling you. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Beware, oh take care.
Keep in mind that you'll find them standing everywhere.
COC, Corrosion of Conformity. My sister Kid from Free Will got me listening back to that album again, Blind Corrosion of Conformity. And Dance of the Dead's been in my head all week, like, man, what a great song. What a great band, right? Man, COC. Wish they'd come back around. Are they still together? I think they might still be together. Anyway, I don't know. If you do know, write in and let me know. Hey, thank you for joining us for another hour of Blank Generation. You can hear us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on solidstateradio.net. And this same show, you can listen to it again on Thursday if you missed it. Or I guess if you miss it, you're hearing it for the first time right now. But yeah, go to the Facebook page and look for Spock Rock Radio. That's every Thursday at 9 o'clock. And yeah, thank you for joining us on Blank Generation today.
Weeks of debate were Satan's fingers and and the killers and the hospital bombers. Jeff and Cyrus believed in their hearts they were headed for stage lights and Learjets and fortune and fame. So in script that made prominent use of a pentagram, they stenciled their drumheads and guitars with their names. And this was how Cyrus got sent to the school where they told him he'd never be famous. And this was why Jeff, in the letters he'd write to his friend, helped develop a plan to get even. When you punish a person for dreaming his dream, don't expect him to thank or forgive you. The best ever death metal band out of Denton will in time both outpace and outlive you. Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Tonight, hail Satan! Hail, hail!
Closer to Halloween, Halloween.